Offshore wind has been a big priority for the Biden administration, and Vice President Kamala Harris plans to continue the development of enough offshore wind energy to power 10 million homes by the year 2030, should she win in November. But former President Trump wants to reverse course. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports on how offshore wind proponents are worried about a Trump victory.
At a rally in Wildwood, New Jersey back in May, former President Trump told a cheering crowd how he feels about offshore wind.
They destroy everything. They're horrible and the most expensive energy there is. They ruin the environment. They kill the birds. They kill the whales.
Scientists say the whales are not killed by offshore wind development, but by ship strikes and entanglement in fishing gear. Still, there's a lot of opposition to offshore wind down the shore, where residents worry not just about the whales, but about the impact on tourism and the ocean's ecosystem. The fishing industry fears it will impact their catch. So while stumping at the shore, Trump made them a promise.
We are going to make sure that that ends on day one. I'm going to write it out in an executive order. It's going to end on day one.
To be clear, Trump cannot just eliminate an entire industry with a stroke of his pen, but he could delay new projects.
So a Trump presidency would have a negative impact on the offshore wind industry. The question is to what degree.
Tim Fox is an industry analyst at the nonpartisan Clearview Energy Partners in D.C. Fox says one way Trump could hit the pause button on offshore wind would be to simply refocus the efforts of the federal agency in charge of siting and permitting away from offshore wind and toward offshore drilling for oil and gas.
Under this scenario, project reviews would very likely slow. Uncompleted lease sales may not occur, but the lease sales and the project reviews that are already completed under the Biden administration would likely be safe.
Two small offshore wind farms exist along the East Coast, and three more are under construction and are likely to move forward no matter who takes the White House. But Fox says the other way to block pending offshore wind projects would be through the Justice Department. Offshore wind opponents have filed lawsuits challenging federal permits. Trump could instruct the Department of Justice to simply not defend these cases. As a result, Fox says the Biden administration is fast-tracking permits, hoping to complete the process before Inauguration Day on January 20th.
So the Biden administration, we've noticed that the tempo in which it is reviewing projects is speeding up.
Earlier this month, the agency gave the final federal approvals to Atlantic Shores South, a 200-turbine project off the coast of Atlantic City. Chris Oleth directs the Special Initiative on Offshore Wind, a think tank that provides assistance to states like New Jersey and Delaware.
The states are the ones who are driving a lot of the infrastructure development, sometimes federal funding, but also through state programs. They're building ports. They are building vessels.
New Jersey has invested in making the state the offshore wind hub of the Mid-Atlantic, spending more than $600 million to build the country's first offshore wind port along the Delaware Bay in Salem County. Oleth says offshore wind is vulnerable to a change at the top. But after 23 years in the industry, she says she's an optimist.
If you take a step back and look at the totality of where offshore wind has been and where we are now, it's a tremendous success. So we've made great progress. The momentum is here that we didn't have 10 years ago. So I have real faith in where we can go with this industry, regardless of who is in the highest office.
Oleth says Trump's opposition to offshore wind is more about aesthetics than the environment. He just doesn't like how they look. But she also says the fishing industry has his ear. Biden, on the other hand, and Harris are more swayed by environmentalists and labor, which stands to gain from offshore wind.
The reason why we did offshore wind was for the environment, but it was also for the manufacturing. We wanted this to be an American industry, not an industry where the Europeans just send everything over to us and we install.
Steve Sweeney, a Democrat, spearheaded New Jersey's offshore wind legislation when he was Senate president. He's also a union iron worker. Sweeney says a pause in offshore wind could impact hundreds of union jobs. Sweeney says the New Jersey wind port will have plenty of business no matter what Trump does if he's elected. But the state has also invested $164 million in a manufacturing facility in Paulsboro that will make the massive poles that support the wind turbines.
We're talking about the next generation of jobs, how we're going to clean things up and we're going to create good middle class, you know, jobs. And just by saying day one, moratorium, and people that are going to have to make hundreds of millions of dollars worth of investments, obviously they're not going to make them until they see the outcome of the election now.
Trump's words, however, may have already had an impact ahead of the election. A recent auction for leases off the coast of Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia went for $750 an acre. 2 years ago, a similar auction off the coast of New York and New Jersey fetched $11,000 per acre. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.